Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 16, 1804, day 126 of the expedition. Camped at the timbered mouth of a creek called Corvus Creek. Today and tomorrow's regular entries are the only known daily entries by Lewis between May 20, 1804, and the spring of 1805 when the party left the Mandan villages. The reason for this gap is a source of dispute among scholars. Perhaps these entries were lost. Maybe the captains had an agreement as to who would write each day. We know Lewis was very busy writing in the scientific and special journals, and any regular entries he made would likely have mirrored Clark's entry for the day. Captain Lewis writes for today.
This morning we set out at an early hour and came to at 7:30 a.m. on the larboard shore, 1 1/4 miles above the mouth of a creek, which we name Corvus, in consequence of having killed a beautiful bird of that genus near it. We concluded to lie by this place the balance of this day and the next, in order to dry our baggage, which was wet by the heavy showers of rain which had fallen within the last 3 days, and to lighten our boat by transferring a part of her lading to the Red Pirogue, which we now determined to take with us to our winter residence, wherever that might be. While some of the men were employed in this necessary labor, others were dressing skins, washing and mending their clothes. Captain Clark and I each killed a buck immediately on landing at our encampment. We sent 3 hunters out, who soon added 8 deer and 2 buffalo to our stock of provisions. The buffalo were so poor that we took only the tongues, skins, and marrow bones. The skins were particularly acceptable, as we were want of a covering for the large pirogue to secure the baggage. Sergeant Gass and Reuben Fields, whom we sent out yesterday to explore the White River, returned at 4 o'clock this day and reported that they had followed meanders of that stream about 12 miles. Vast herds of buffalo, antelope, deer, and elk were seen feeding in every direction as far as the eye of the observer could reach. Captain Meriwether Lewis, September 16, 1804.
Today's campsite, where they remained until September 18, is near the town of Owakama, Lyman County, South Dakota. They would stop there again on August 28, 1806, on their return home. Tomorrow, Captain Lewis amuses himself going hunting.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Narration by Hal Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.